Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I came up with this brilliant idea because I have an archive full of episodes that I never released. I don't know why. I do know why, because I am lazy. I've been super lazy. So now, all the way through the first month of January of the new year, I'm going to just release all the stuff in my archives and then start a new season in February. And that new season, I'll be brainstorming about what I really want to talk about, depending on how many people listen to the certain topics on these episodes that I release. So I hope you enjoy it. This will be the intro for every single episode until February, until the new season, okay? So appreciate everyone for listening and tuning in, and I really hope you enjoy. And I'll have an outro too. The outro will be the same, okay? Gracias. Don't forget, like, subscribe, comment, rate, review, whatever you need to do to help this podcast. It's Voz de la Calle. I appreciate you. Ciao.
BBM.
Bitter ass bitch.
No, that ain't BBM. What is it? Bitter mama. Bitter mama syndrome. Bitter mama face.
I don't really want to get on here, but I just know it is a part of women being confused about the fucking roles that they put here to play. Don't get salty with niggas. Get salty with yourself and the maker.
And so
you gotta take that up with the.
We gonna go on 47th.
Because niggas ain't got nothing to do with you being born a woman. Having a role to play.
But what's the deal? Like, because you know when I talk to you, I want to like really get the male perspective, and that's why. Because I have a way of looking at it, you know what I mean. But really, my perspective on this is more like the male perspective. But I just want to, you know, get it out from you. We never really talk about this because you have baby mamas. You have two baby mamas. Right, and I'm not saying you're talking about them, but you know,
I ain't talking about them, but they bitter as hell too. They bitter for, and they got reasons to be bitter. I mean, I could be part of that reason. I know I'm part of the reason why they bitter, but I mean, they never once looked at themselves, never once. They was always growing up. You looking at somebody else who you wanna be like until you become an adult and have to be your motherfucking self. And niggas don't want to do that. Niggas don't want to take that job on. Niggas want to still be what they saw somebody else being when they was kids. And that's niggas' problem. I made the choice to be who I wanted to be when I was a kid. And it had something to do with somebody else. But I was for sure that's what I wanted to be, because I made it to become that person. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm at a different chapter in my life. But
oh, I get it. So women... I get it. So women are told who to be and how to be their whole life, especially starting from adolescence on.
I mean, that's a part of it, yeah.
Yeah, they're molded to think a certain way. So when they get into a relationship with someone, they're expecting all these things, because they never tell you what you should be as a woman. It's always like, this is what your man needs to do. And you have a man. And so when you get a man and he doesn't add up to the things that you were taught, it becomes bitterness, because they're constantly bashing you and telling you what you ain't doing, but not once have they even thought about, why ain't you doing what you ain't doing? Not that they have reasons to be responsible for that, but they gotta understand that, you know, that you have to work for respect. Respect just isn't automatically given because you're pretty.
Yeah, and that's what women think. Because yeah, they pretty, yeah, got yeah, a big
butt,
got some tits.
Long hair, light skin, yeah. Whatever the situation. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. I can really see that. Because you know what's crazy? Every single relationship that anybody that I've known that's been in, a lot of them, I always be like, what happened? Man, that nigga, bruh, it was always that nigga. I've never heard anyone say, well, you know what? I could have did this better. You know what I'm saying? Or I could have done that better.
You think they gonna say that?
I've never heard that from a woman.
But you think they're going to say it?
I would. Straight up. Even if the person that I've been with, like, even my marriage, real talk, like, he wasn't a bad guy. And I have plenty of conversations with people that are close to me. Like, he wasn't a bad guy. He just wasn't for me. But there's things I could have done different as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Like what? Are you going to go into detail?
No. I'm just saying the bitterness comes because they're really angry with themselves for allowing themselves to be with this type of person.
Right. So that's what you're saying. You angry with yourself?
Hell yeah. I was mad at myself. I didn't blame nobody else. I'm like, what the hell? We just said this the other day with the conversation with my niece. We're going to hop on the way and get off on Fruit Ridge. You marry at the level of your, or not you marry, you get with the person at the level of your confidence. You know what I mean? So if your nigga is all this shit, or your dude, your man, your king, whatever you want to call him, is all this shit, what does this make you? What does that make you? Real talk though. Even if a man talks about their woman like that, what does that make you?
Shit, it don't make me nothing. I know who I am, so I know who I be with.
I know, but
at the same time, different stages in your life, like
yeah, you wore that at that stage, and you gotta look at that. Yeah. You gotta look at that, babe. There's no denying that. It's a hard pill to swallow. Accountability is a hard pill to swallow. You know what I mean?
I don't pop pills, so shit. It is.
Oh, the dry ass fucking.
I don't pop pills.
No, it's a dry ass something. You know, it's something when something's dry, gets lodged in your throat.
Right.
You gotta use that force and all your saliva to get it down. That's what accountability feels like. You know what I'm saying? It's not something easy. And women, oh my God, fuck. And only reason I speak like this because I want us to do better. You're going to make a riot. I want us to do better.
I mean, and there's only one way to do better.
Right.
You feel me? Ain't no other way to do better. It's only one way. So, nigga.
Somebody stated, though, that when I posted this on...
it's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I posted this on my Topic Tuesday that I be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone stated that... it was a post. It was a meme. It says, kids grow up thinking that their father is a deadbeat the whole time. Their mother is just a bitter mama, right? And then someone said that it's rare that happens. Then I was like, but... if it's rare, you know what I'm saying? My question is, why hasn't anyone... who's open enough to admit that they bitter?
Not a goddamn soul, because...
a woman. Who? Yeah. What woman is going to admit that they're bitter?
That's what I mean. You don't hear it. You don't hear that. Women don't say that. They not too prideful.
But then she says that they don't have to admit... you don't have to admit that you're bitter because bitter seeps through your pores. And I'm like, yeah, you're close enough to that person, you really know them. But
right.
On a post like this that I posted... why ain't nobody said, hell yeah, I was bitter. I done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I held my son or my daughter away from their daddy because I didn't think this and that thing. Who really gonna admit that? Ain't nobody admitted that on my page. And usually on Topic Tuesday, I get a few, you know, some good response, some good feedback. No one said nothing. It was dry.
But, she said, it seeps through your pores. So if it seeps through your pores and your kid is the one watching you.
Oh.
And listening to your every conversation.
Oh.
Watching the things you do with other men you bring into your life. Is the father being gone really affecting the kid more than the mother being present?
That's one of the topics of conversations that people been having lately.
You
that,
know what I'm saying? Like,
you know?
You gonna affect... that shit oozes out of your pores, nigga. That's gonna kill your kid. Give it no future. Because they gonna grow up and do the same punk ass shit you was doing with they partner.
Right.
Even if it's a male, no matter if it's a male or female, they gonna grow up and do the same whole ass shit. And if it's a male and he grow up to be a man, he not gonna know how to treat a woman. He gonna be more emotional than a woman. Like, it's hella shit. Yeah, even if he not more emotional, he's emotional in other ways, physically. You know what I'm saying? And that's how, you know what I mean, niggas can't control their impulses because they around their mothers who can't control their impulses because they're emotional. And you feel me? They hang on every piece of drama or static, you feel me, that one puts out. It's like,
you know what's crazy too? Some women keep their kids for that check.
Yeah, that's why they keep the niggas too. Because a lot of them don't like the niggas they with. They just with them because of the check.
They keep them for that check.
They keep anything for a check. They'll keep anything, but they'll keep another nigga kid for that
check. And I'm not saying like majority of women, but there's a good number of women who
working hard sound like what it is. You feel me? Work hard. You got to work hard to provide for people other than yourself. You feel me? And if you not getting a check, you feel me, or not working hard for a check, you gonna leech and hold on to anything. It don't matter who it is. Like, people don't be loving their kids as much as they say they do. They just got them around because a check will come.
Yeah, you could tell that. There's a lot of kids that's lost, man.
And the kids don't love their parents in return. They don't fuck with their parents because they know that their parents don't fuck with them.
Right. Right. Remember that man that made that statement the other day? Talking about, you know, dealing with my mom. He got a lot of women issues, and to the point where he hate black women. That right. will always stick with me because he was open enough to even say that. Like,
yeah,
that was big. That was big. So how do we fix the problem?
You feel me? You gotta fix yourself. You gotta, whether man or woman, you gotta really dig into self and figure out what's your role and whether you feel like playing that role. Because you got a choice. You don't have to do shit. You can be a bum ass nigga all your life. Just get away from niggas if you're going to be a bum. Don't be bothered with people. Don't, you know what I mean? If you're going to be a bum. But we not out here for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We not out here for that. So if you're going to have children, if you're going to have a significant other, life partner, spouse, whatever, you know what I mean? You got to, it's a job description.
Right.
It's a motherfucking job description. Yeah. And you got to be.
Right. I mean, as a woman, from a woman's perspective, because my son's father, you know, wasn't around. He was killed, you know, when my son was 6 months. Now, I never had to deal with baby daddy drama and stuff like that. But when I see women who don't allow their child to see their father, I'd be like, you have this opportunity, man. Don't take that away because they might not ever be there again. That's the way I look at it. And they're like, well, he's dangerous. And you know what I'm saying? That nigga be doing this and doing it. I'm like, but you knew that when you got with him and you continue to be with him. You not only have one child with this nigga. You got 3-4 babies with this man. And now it's an issue? And now it's the issue because he don't want to be with you? Or he's cheating on you and he's doing all these things? Now it's an issue for your children? I understand an issue with you. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But why involve the children? If it's really about the children, let that nigga hang himself. Because if he is that person that you claim he is, he gonna hang himself. Right. And you have no part in that. You don't even have to deal with that. So you ain't even giving him a chance to hang himself. Now you hanging each other. Now it's not about no one. The kids is missing out. You missing out. He missing out. And the courts is in control. All up in your business.
And what's cold is a lot of women did that math already because women are calculated and they know what the fuck about to happen. And they just don't give a fuck.
They bitter. When you're bitter and scorned. That's what they said. What is it? A woman scorned is the epitome of darkness. I freaking fell out.
But a lot of women,
that was so funny.
A lot of women, too, really don't know what the fuck going on. Let me stop.
I don't see, the thing is, I don't deal with women like that. Like, all my girls, like, I got some really solid, you know, females that I rock with, because I don't accept that type of shit in my life, you feel me, from anyone. So I'm blessed to say that the women I rock with is beasts, and a lot of them are single moms, and I've never heard them complain about having to take care of their child, because the daddy is bootsy, you feel me? They stepped up to the plate and did what they had to do. They didn't take that option away from that man, because they knew that they didn't have the power to do that.
Yeah, because the women are calculated.
Yeah, because the universe, you don't think the universe was going to pay that back? Like, you took that from the man? You thought you were appointed to do something like that? You don't think the universe going to pay that back?
The universe is going to pay it. The game always going to give it back.
You didn't think of it like that?
The game always going to give it back. That's why when shit get taken, you can't sweat it. Shit leave you, you can't sweat it. You gotta be a positive thinker. Like, but if you constantly blocking your own motherfucking blessings, nigga, sit your ass on the goddamn bench.
Right. It's just people need to understand that this is not common, because it's not talked about. It's not addressed, and women aren't ready to talk about it. They're not ready to fess up about it. You feel me? Oh, and I'm going to tell you that. My mama's a corporate. The corporate as well. You feel me? My own mama, bro.
Corporate.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Corporate.
I didn't say... No.
It sounded like you said...
Mama, you know I be saying words all fucked up. My mama... one of my sisters, like, you feel me? They've
bitter as a mom.
Bitter
as a mom.
You know what I'm saying? I love my mama to death, but my mom got 8 children, bro. 8 children, and none of us have, not one of us has a relationship with our father. It can't all be their fault. And if it is, what's her accountability in that? Like, how is you choosing your dudes? Where's your accountability in that too? Huh?
Some people never. Do you think she thought about it?
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm just saying in general, like, you chose this man.
Exactly.
And now you bashing this man, and you hating what y'all created. Not like. Hating them in the flesh, but in the spirit, you hating it. You feel me?
That's worse.
That's what I'm saying. When every time you look at your kid or something, you because I didn't hurt.
Like the been in there and said it ooze out your pores.
Yeah, I looked at it. Then you be like this. You look just like your daddy. Ooh, you act like your daddy. Ooh, you just like you think like your daddy when they turn into men. You feel me? Or even some women take on certain characteristics. You feel me?
Right.
Ugh. That's how I ain't never been with y'all daddy. Hella trifling. You trifling like y'all. Like, I hear all that. Mm-hmm. I hear all that.
It's real in the field, kind.
Dang, I didn't know I was this passionate about this. I don't even deal with this stuff, but I think,
You obviously have dealt with it.
Right. You right. Know? Not directly.
But you dealt with it.
Because I would pay anything to have the opportunity for my son to have a relationship with his dad. You know what I mean? Anything. And he wasn't...
You would pay anything?
You know what I mean? Come on now, don't start. He was crazy. He did some stuff that wasn't, you know, smart. But still.
Right. So, you feel me? You pay for the wages of sin. I mean, you pay for that shit. Some sooner than others.
Yeah, but my son, I feel sad for him because he's never had an opportunity to, you know, meet his dad. He's good. My son's good.
You got it fucked up. Look, I get the idea. I get the idea of him never knowing who his father was. I get that. That part is. But just imagine a nigga knowing who his father is and the father don't fuck with you.
But you have that. You don't have to wonder. That's like, I'll use this as an example. So like,
I have to wonder what?
No, listen.
When your father don't fuck with you, what are you trying to wonder?
No, what I'm saying is, like, at least they're in the flesh. So if, because there's people who the dad has gone out their life for 20, 30 years or whatever. The dad comes back into their life. And then by that time the dad's ready, the kid was like, I'm cool, man. You know what I mean? They had that option, though. Not all parents do that, but so it happens
right,
a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? That'll never happen to my child. For him to have the ability, that probably mm-hmm. feels good for you to be like, I'm cool. That probably feels good to some people to be able to do that.
But don't really.
No, what I'm saying is it's some type of closure.
And that's not closure.
It's some type of closure.
That nobody wants their parent not to fuck with them. Nobody wants
that. I didn't say that.
Nobody wishes that.
I didn't say that. I'm saying the fact that you're able to have that conversation.
We haven't had what conversation?
Any conversation. Your dad didn't talk to you since I've been with you. You've talked to your dad a few times.
Yeah, but he do is lie.
Don't matter.
It doesn't.
But what if that wasn't there?
What is that?
I don't know, but it's there.
It's not nothing.
It's there, though.
But it's not nothing.
It's there. My daddy's the same way. I met him one time my whole life, and that was when I was almost 30 years old,
and
right?
You have closure.
Yes. That was good for me.
What kind of closure?
That I see why he wasn't in my life. And I'm okay with that. But if he calls me every now and again, I'll have a conversation with him. But there's no attachment. You know what I mean? And he really, though, he's mentally ill. Like, he has mental illness, mental health issues. You know what I mean?
That
stemmed from Vietnam. So that made me feel better as well. That I'm like, ah, this nigga really crazy. It wasn't this or that. He really high-key crazy. When he talks to me, it's like, whoa, I haven't talked to him in a long time now. I just found out he had cancer and all this other stuff. I don't feel hurt by it. I don't want him to die. Like, but if he died, it wouldn't, you know, impact my life. Like, I don't know how it would impact my life. I feel like it wouldn't even, I'd be like, I don't really know him. You know what I mean? There was no connection. But the fact that, you know, I saw him, it was cool. All right. Yeah, I'm done. Every now and again, I'll try to find him or whatever. I'll ask about him. You know? He's always promising, I'm going to come see you. I'm going to come up to Cali. And I'm like, nigga, you ain't about to go nowhere. And his brother do the same thing. I met him a couple times, twice. They don't reach out. They don't do none of that. My brothers and sisters from that side don't do shit.
Like I said, I see what you mean by actually looking them in the face and talking to them.
You get to see a, yeah. You know, a version of you. You know, I sat down and spoke with your dad. Had a conversation with him or two.
I mean, and what'd you get?
I just think he's lost. There was no, like, real conversation deep, you know? It wasn't like a real father, like, so, why you love my son, you know? Just stuff like that, you know? Is he treating you well? The only person that did that was your grandfather. Your dad was just trying to be cool. To me, he seemed like he wanted to be cool with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a cool nigga. You know, that's what I got from him.
Yeah.
You know? So. All right. That was the first of many. Just random things I have in my archive. So stay tuned. Ciao.